about halfway through the night. I'll remember, I thought to myself, how in the world would a human brain come up with something like that? It's, those dreams are off the wall. I mean, they're not night terrors. I'm not being chased by a bear or anything like that. It's just, crazy, weird dreams. And I'll go back to sleep and I'll have another dream. It's totally different, just crazy. Just off the wall. And of course you realize the only way to really remember those dreams is when you first wake up, write down what you remember, you know, what the dream was. Otherwise you won't remember it later. It'll be gone. It's not a long term, it is a fleeting memory. But I'm wondering what causes a person to have all these weird, perverse dreams all night long. I know last night, now this is no joke, I went to bed, drifted off to sleep. I was watching something, I can't remember what I was, oh yeah, I was watching Law and Order, they had a special on. I was watching that and I was just laying there, you know, and watching it, and I drifted off to sleep and I woke, I had one of the longest dreams. This is one of those things you just know takes all night to go through all of that. I woke up and I'd only been, since the time that I laid down, I was only 10 or 15 minutes into, you know, laying there into that program. And I had this lengthy dream. Yeah, I mean, really crazy dreams.
K4TOM,
W4TMR. Now, Tom, I hadn't had one yet where a doctor sticks a needle into my eyeball. I would call that a night terror.
Well, did you figure out what I did with your body?
No. Morning, Nimrod.
Yeah, okay. Good morning, Ray. All right. Good morning, everybody. Morning to you, Charlie. Morning to, I hear Leo and Lindy and you, Charlie, and now I hear Ray. And I don't know who it goes to next. So, anyhow. Good morning to everyone in here. I'm assuming Owen's probably in here. But Charlie, you'll have to tell Ray where to send it when I send it up to him, where it goes next. Because I'm at a loss. I got up late this morning. I just walked in here and cut everything on and fixing to start checking email. Let's see, 34 degrees here in northeast Tennessee and warming up. How about that? WDA, DFW, and Charlie, let him know where it goes. K4TOM.
Peter, you would send it to Owen.
Okay, Warden.
Well, good morning, Charlie, Tom, Owen, whoever else is out here. Don't really know. Anyway, we got 28 degrees in northeast Ohio, and the high today is going to be 34. Tomorrow's high is going to be 44, so some of that snow is going to be melted, maybe all of it tomorrow.
And not a whole lot going on here today. I went to breakfast yesterday morning with some of the local hams and then to the bank to straighten out a problem. And to the drugstore and get Judy some medicine. She's been fighting a cold for 4 days. Finally broke down, told me to get her something. So had to talk to the druggist because she's diabetic and certain things that she's not supposed to take. So anyway, they steered me in the right direction. And Charlie?
Yes, I wore my piece in the bank. I always do. And the manager knows it. I told her so.
She's got a concealed weapons permit, too. I asked her one day, I said, well, what kind of gun is it?
She said, a small one. I said, well, what caliber is it? I don't know, it's got some bullets in it.
I said, did you ever fire it?
She said, 5 or 6 times.
Oh my goodness, I'd hate to be around her if she pulled that thing out. Go ahead, Owen, WDHDFW.
You walked into the bank passing heat?
Always. Might be a robber in there.
Holy cow. Well,
I don't know what to say about that. I'm glad it's not my bank. Good morning to Tom and to Ray. 33 degrees over here.
And with that, back over to Leo, WBADFK, K3CB.
K3C and a B. WBADFK, good morning, fellas. And good morning to the gunslinger. Well, I carry mine anywhere I go. Drop it in my pocket. Nobody knows it's there more than a pocket knife. And how's anybody going to know it?
What's he done to his signal?
At my doctor's office.
He's dialed.
Weapons, I don't carry it there.
Oh, yeah.
Because he may be checking and find it. But I wouldn't. Well, they got a sign up. I won't go against it. The courthouse is another place. I might have gone into some of the offices down there with a... With it in my pocket, I don't recall. I don't let it bother me that bad. My son tells me he just forgets he's even got in his pocket, goes anywhere he goes. But I'd rather respect the rules and regulations. But they don't have any sign up down the bank. So you're safe down there.
I'd say probably everybody in there carries one anyhow.
I'd say, what's the use of having a concealed weapon to carry it once you're not allowed to carry it? WBADFK. And let's see, where did it go before? Yeah, Lindsay. If the other party, if David hadn't returned, it goes to you. WBADFK. And gentlemen, I think I've reported about 28 degrees. Go ahead.
Okay, Leo. WBADFK, WW5AA, anybody else?
W5YPK, short term.
W5YPK, Keith. Okay, Keith. Just about knocked my headset off. Anyhow, I'll turn it over to you for a short one, and you turn it over to W4TMR, Charlie. Well, good morning to you, Tom, and good morning to Ray. And I'm still sitting here at 37.8.
It's been that way since about,
the potter got me up about 2 o'clock. I was mad as a hornet, but whatever potter wants, potter gets. He wanted his early turkey treat, so I obliged him. And today is going to be nice. They're talking about 62 degrees or maybe even a tad warmer. So I'm going to go back to the antenna project. I'm not going to be defeated here. Owen's going to hear me or I'll take my dirt nap. good morning, Keith. W5YPK, WW5AA, and you turn it over to Charlie.
All right. Good morning, group. I've been listening about a half an hour. I woke up about 3:30 or so, and W5YPK here. And I don't know who all y'all can hear me or not, but hadn't been here at home. I was gone most of November. Most of November, came back the 28th, and left October 28th, came back November at the Lake Place. And been doing some work down there, refurbing a trailer at Lake Washita. And then I was home for 8 days or so and left December 6th, back down to the lake with some more supplies, and came back on the 1st, on Sunday, last Sunday. And so I hadn't heard y'all from down there. I only have an 8040 dipole up at the lake. But I've been doing some stuff around the house here. I may be home for 2 or 3 weeks and go back and do some fine-tuning and a little more finish work at the lake place down there. It's the northeast of Mount Ida, Arkansas. And what else is going on?
Filed for Social Security yesterday morning online.
So I'll be 62, April 1st. So 5 days I can check on the status of that. Got my shocks on the rear of the car, and I'm going to hire out the shocks and the McPherson strut assembly on the front and some new upper control arms on the car. And so I'm just telling it all. What else? Had to buy a new refrigerator down at the lake. And I've been listening to y'all kind of in the background. And anyway, I hadn't been on 160 in a long, long, long time. But thought I'd bump in here. I'm writing a for sale QTH on the two sales sites, EHAM and QTH, to sell a TS50. So I'm typing the specs up on that this morning. Health is good. I was sick last Thursday, however. Friday actually, I was sick some, but recovered from that. And everything, I was gone for a month. I got home, I had a $187 water bill. Well, in November, I came back in the middle of the month for one day, just to pick up some more supplies here and check on the house. Well, the float ball on the rod on the bathroom toilet, in the toilet rod, had broken off, just snapped off. And so, anyway, she corrected that bill to $40. So that's a good deal. She understood what happened. What else? It's supposed to be about 64 here today. And anyway, I guess that's it. 36 this morning, I think it was, last I saw on NOAA. I hadn't checked my porch. It probably says 37 or 38. Usually a little warmer than the airport. What else? I guess that's about it, fellas. Have a blessed day. W5YPK, and turning it over to Charlie there, W4TMR.
Oh, please don't do that. Good morning, Thomas. WB9, AIS.
Hey, Charlie, let me break.
Morning, guys.
Hold on just a second. Go ahead, Lindy, and then I need to ask a quick question to Keith.
No, that was me, Owen.
Oh, okay, go ahead, Owen.
I just want to tell Keith he's running 40 over 9 here, if that helps Lindy at all. No copy on Lindy, and Keith is 40 over 9. Good morning to Dick and Mike. Go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, okay. Keith, on a quick break, I'm experiencing the same thing. Phenomenal signal here. You're stronger than anybody else, except maybe Owen. But what antenna and how much power are you running there?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, a little over a kilowatt here, AL80B. Standing waves 1.5, so that's lying some. I don't know if you could take off 10% or better. I'm near a kilowatt, maybe. I'm showing over a kilowatt. It's an inverted, not quite inverted, it's a dive V. It's a 60-foot tower. I have a cross beam at 55 feet, drawn off to the corners of my property at about 30 foot on the hot side of the antenna and 20 foot on the ground side of the antenna. So it's slightly inverted.
Again, did you say it was an inverted L or inverted V?
Well, it's a V, yeah. It's not a true V. It's not a 90-degree apex. It's more like a 120-degree apex.
That's okay. I understand. I'm a little puzzled why there would be that much difference. That's about what, other than the height at the apex, that's about what Lindy's been running. A dipole. And it's certainly working well, and it certainly destroys the theory I had about the angle, the takeoff. Anyway, of course, we don't know what type of dirt's underneath it, but put it that way. But it certainly is working well. Dick, you go ahead and take it and then turn it to Numbnuts. And Numbnuts, I guess you would turn it to, let's see, you would turn it to Tom, K4TOM, W4TMR.
Now, when you say Numbnuts, do you want me to return it to you?
W5YPK, what's his handle?